There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're talking about the future of the workspace now. Shahzad Bhatti is the founder of the co-working pop-up, and he's with us in the studio. Shahzad, good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So tell us about co-working pop-up. What is it and why should we care?
So the co-working pop-up is one of the first certified co-working incubators. We've been approved recently by the Dubai SME, which is an initiative by the Dubai Economic Department to support startups and small businesses in Dubai.
So you're calling it a pop-up and an incubator, and that's great, and they're buzzwords, and we love those on the Business Breakfast. But how is this different from the many serviced office companies that we've had in Dubai for many, many years, doing a very good job of doing this kind of thing, offering flexible small office space and a visa and a trade license for a relatively small fee?
Well, first of all, we don't call ourselves a serviced office. We're a co-working space. We were one of the first co-working spaces in Dubai when we launched almost 6 years ago. We do like to differentiate ourselves from serviced offices. Yes, we do offer flexible workspaces. But in addition to that, we have a mentorship program and an educational program, which supports our startups and our SMEs and the entrepreneurs. In addition to that, we have a community, which is now growing into a global community of almost 10,000 online members through our app. And as we've recently launched our London location in East London, we're now creating a global community of entrepreneurs who are working together.
How are you going to compete going forward? You say you're not a conventional serviced office, and I'll take you at face value of that. But when you get a giant like WeWork coming in from the United States, they're not really here yet, but we can be pretty sure that they will be. Mm-hmm. How is a relatively small independent organization like yours and others in Dubai going to compete once those global giants come in?
Well, I think there's a lot of potential in the city. You know, there's enough space for more than 4 or 5 co-working spaces or serviced offices. We've been here for almost 5 years now. We've survived, I can say, a lot of competition that's tried to come into the marketplace. I think the reason would be because of the community that we've built, the network that we built with the government, the investors, the partners, the mentors, and all of this doesn't happen overnight. Even if WeWorks was to come here or any other larger competitor, it takes time to build that network and that community, which we're lucky enough to already have had a head start on.
And you have an app that accompanies anyone that wants to join your co-working space. Why does the app help people?
Well, the app is actually available to the public. There's an online membership, which is for free. And the benefit is we have articles, video resources. It allows our members to network with each other. And the main thing is working together is a lot more, you get a lot more done working together than working on your own. And one of the biggest issues entrepreneurs and freelancers face in the city is being alone. So giving them that network to communicate with each other is a huge support.
And, you know, if I come to set up with you and I have a fabulous idea and I'm sort of, you know, sitting and getting some ideas, bouncing off ideas with other people, and you say that's one of the benefits, how do I know they're not going to steal my ideas?
Well, I mean, you know, traditionally you would sign an NDA if you were going to, a consultant. In our one, everybody has an idea. Everybody thinks that their idea would probably need to be kept secret. But if you really want to grow your idea, you need to talk about it with your peers, with your mentors, with people who have experience. So it really comes down to yourself. If you're not willing to talk about it, it won't really get off the ground. You can have NDAs signed and things like that. But if you imagine you're talking to a friend, you're not necessarily going to ask a friend to sign an NDA. So it's a very closed community, but it's a good way to work with your peers.
Let's talk about the kind of companies that are setting up with you and how much it costs. So first of all, fees. If me and Natalie want to set up a company with you tomorrow, what kind of check have we got to write to you?
So essentially, you're paying the license fees, which are paid to the government, to the Dubai Economic Department, and that can range anywhere between 8,000 to 12,000 dirhams, depending on your activity.
That's for an onshore?
That's for an onshore from the Dubai Economic Department. That's a mainland license.
Right.
Okay. And then in addition to that, you would have to pay your workspace. And our workspaces start from as little as 2,500 dirhams per month. And then the only other additional fees would be related to some documents with the notary, stamping, etc.
What kind of companies are setting up and doing well at the moment? We know full well that it's not easy out there at the moment running a business, big or small. Mm-hmm. give me an example of some of the companies that are setting up with you and making a buck.
So we've got a range of companies. We range from tech startups, you know, people who are launching their websites or their apps, or e-commerce-based websites or apps. And then we've got small businesses, which may be more service-based, consultancy-based. And then we have a number of branch offices who are from overseas, who may want to use Dubai and our facility as a satellite office or a head office for the region.
Last question. Sure. You've just set up in London, in East London. Is this these Dubai-based companies now branching out and going global?
Yes. I mean, we've only recently just opened this up at the end of the last year. So we're now seeing a lot of the retail and the food startups that we've worked with in the past in Dubai now looking at London as their next venture. And we're very excited because we're now offering that bridge for these startups between Dubai and into London, which is exciting both for us and for them.
Can you give me an example of some of the names that have gone there from Dubai?
One of the popular homegrown pizza companies that we worked with in the region, they've recently launched in London. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say the name.
Go on.
Pinza.
Pinza. I knew it was going to be Pinza. Thanks very much indeed for joining us this morning. Appreciate that.
Best of luck with
that. Shahzad Bhatti is the founder of Coworking Pop-Up. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.